Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. That mosquito bite may be uncomfortable, or it could be potentially deadly. Health officials in New England are warning of a rise in Eastern Equine Encephalitis, or Triple E. It's a virus spread by the insects. The CDC also confirming cases of West Nile virus, another virus spread by mosquitoes in more than three dozen states. Former President Trump in the battleground state of Michigan today, speaking to the National Guard Association's annual conference in Detroit.
I'm thrilled to be here in Detroit with the incredible men and women of our National Guard, very special people. I've had no greater honor in life than to serve as your commander-in-chief.
The Republican presidential nominee telling them that, in his opinion, this is the most dangerous time in the history of the U.S. Vice President Harris and her running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, will leave this week on a multi-state bus trip. The Dow is up 31 points heading for the close. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Grants from the National Park Service will help maintain some of Wisconsin's historical sites. The Ringling Brothers Circus Headquarters in Baraboo, the National Soldiers Home Governor's Mansion and Chapel in Milwaukee, and the Annunciation Greek Orthodox Church in Wauwatosa will get some of the $25 million. The Inflation Reduction Act is helping homeowners and the environment with tax credits and rebates for people who make their homes more energy efficient. Supporters say there's plenty of versatility.
And the beauty of the Inflation Reduction Act is that you can combine a lot of these. It's not like you have to just pick one. You can get a couple of different tax incentives for the same project. Well, let's say you're renovating a building while you're also adding some rooftop solar. You could get tax incentives for each of those.
Ben Evans is with the U.S. Green Building Council. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Please be careful anytime you're outside today. We're not just talking miserable hot, we're talking dangerous hot outside. With the humidity, it could feel like it's 110 degrees out there. If you're looking for a place to cool off, unfortunately, lots of public pools are closed for the season. Madison's Goodman Pool had to close early, and Mazomanie and Cross Plains have closed their pools, too. Just unfortunate timing when this is the first excessive heat warning we've had in all of 2024. Some splash pads are open, though, and most Madison beaches are open, and the water is safe. And a lease should soon be finished for Park Street to finally get a new grocery store. Officials started planning for a store 8 years ago when they anticipated the nearby Pick and Save would close. Neighbors wanted to prevent a food desert there. But figuring out the lease for the Park Cedar Apartments has been a long process, according to reporting from the Isthmus. The owner of the new urban market hopes to move in after signing the lease, start renovations, and open the store by next summer. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, WMDX News.
The Brewers get ready for the Giants. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers return from their West Coast trip to host the San Francisco Giants tomorrow night in Milwaukee. The Crew losing to the A's 4-3 on Sunday. Starting pitcher Frankie Montas giving up all four runs in the fourth inning. Pat Murphy.
The credit goes to the A's. You know, he was had the same stuff. He just threw balls in the middle of the plate and they hit it.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers installing the game plan for their first game Friday night when they host Western Michigan. The NFL deadline to reduce rosters from 90 to 50 is 3 o'clock tomorrow. On defense, linebacker Aaron Mosby had a forced fumble and an interception against the Ravens Saturday and now waits for that phone call.
Decompress, try to go find you something to do, keep your mind off of that day. You don't want to think about it too much, you know, just because you don't want to get yourself down and things like that. But on the other side, you want to think about it just because if you do make the team, it's go time. Then, you know, we got Brazil coming up next Thursday.
That's Packers linebacker Aaron Mosby. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Scorching hot today with high heat and humidity. An excessive heat warning is in effect as temperatures soar to the low 90s. It'll be feeling like 106 degrees. Then, strong to severe thunderstorms push in overnight, packing the threats of high wind and heavy downpours. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 89.
It is one of the most important business decisions you will make, selling your commercial building. It should involve making a plan to maximize your sale price through effective and responsive marketing. Your plan should also include a clear understanding of tax consequences. You need the professionals at Altus Commercial Real Estate to guide your success. Experience and responsive professionals make all the difference. Make your plan to sell. Call Altus Commercial Real Estate today at 608-338-1101.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. Our old friend Luke Mathers stops by for Tuesday Tangents with Luke. What's grinding his gears and more. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning, you're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Happy Monday to us all. I'm your host, co-host Dominic Salvia. Crudy is out today. Well-deserved day off. So it's going to be me, you, and Rich. Hey, Rich, welcome, man. You can always call us here. Rich will lightly screen your calls at 844-967-2789. Man, what a week. Oh, my goodness. So thank you, everyone, for tuning in, hanging out with us last week while we covered the DNC. Also want to send some love and shout outs to the staff over at Civic Media, a flawless production. These things can be very difficult. There's lots of variables. There's lots of things happening at one time. And, you know, sometimes best laid plans don't work out. But as I always say, you know, when things are challenging, how you rise up and how you overcome those challenges says a lot about the character and skill of people. And everyone at Civic Media did a bang up job, and we appreciate what they did. You too, Rich. Thank you, man. So we were off last week, Friday, and I didn't get a chance to get reaction, overall reaction from all of our fair audience. And so with Crudy off today, I want to spend some time with you, our fair audience, 844-967-2789. We're going to kind of recap some of the speeches. I know I was there, I was live, we were listening, but man, that was like a long time ago. Didn't get to do anything on Friday. So I want to get some highlights of some of my favorite parts of the DNC speeches and acknowledge some of the influential, strong Black women that really, I think, just gave the best speeches and really had an influence on me and really made me appreciate their abilities to communicate what I think a lot of us have been thinking, rolling around in our head, but to be able to have the skills of, you know, filter it out, present it with passion. It was there were some really, really good speeches all weekend long. I'm talking to some friends. Well, what was your favorite speech? What was your favorite speech? What was your favorite speech? And a lot of the responses were Oprah's, Michelle Obama's, and of course Kamala Harris, all three Black women. And I think that says a lot about where we're at. Now, not any of these folks were necessarily Republicans or MAGAs, But I would like to know, the Megas, what was your favorite speech? What was your least favorite speech? Love to have that conversation too. 844-967-2789. We'll get to some of the DNC reviews and conversations on topics there in the 4 and 5 o'clock hour. But locally here, we got to start out here because, of course, we didn't have the show on Friday. And all my Madison friends out there, I know in Milwaukee, I know you're going nuts. This Jay Weber situation. We'll call it the Jay Weber situation. You know, it's like the Bonnie situation in Pulp Fiction, but we're going to call it the Jay Weber situation. And what is the Jay Weber situation? Well, to recap, because it's been a few days, I know it's been a long, hot weekend, and maybe some of you may have forgotten, because this is an ongoing conversation, an ongoing issue, an ongoing problem. Jay Weber is the host in the mornings over at 1130 WISN in Milwaukee. This is the top rated radio station in Wisconsin. They got a 13 share, and he pulls the bulk of that. I think he's 6 to 9 in the morning. Jay Weber went out after Tim Walz acknowledged his family and said some really terrible things. And I'll recap this just a little bit, specifically from the reporting over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Mary Spicuzza. Now, what did the star of iHeart's WISN 1130 AM? Now, it does not relate it to the WISN television, just for the record. But what did he say? Why is everyone so mad? Well, after Gus Walz, who has ADHD and anxiety disorder and nonverbal learning disorder, sprung up from his seat and said, "I love you, Dad. That's my dad." I mean, what a wonderful moment to most of us, to some of us, but not to Jay, not to the folks over at iHeart WISN 1130 AM Milwaukee. As Jay is an employee of theirs and a representative and a star host on that network, he wrote his post on the Twitter X. Quote, "Sorry, but this was embarrassing for both father and son. If the Walzes represent today's American man, this country is screwed." And then in parentheticals, he writes, as if he's talking like Governor Walz, "Meet my son, Gus. He's a blubbering bitch boy. His mother and I are very proud." Unquote. The first reaction to Jay Weber over at iHeart was to criticize what? Gus for expressing love and support for his father. That's the problem. That, to Jay Weber and iHeart, expressing feelings and love for one's family is weakness. It's weakness. You're weak if you act like that. Now, we can do a whole other show on what that really means, all this toxic masculinity thing. But let's stay on focus here. Now, he received, obviously, heavy criticism, some people saying he was fired. So he deleted the initial post and then put another one out. "I didn't realize the kid was disabled." And I believe he said he took the post down. Well, on Friday, again, this was Thursday of last week, Friday, hey, there's a fill-in host on the Jay Weber show on iHeart's 1130 WISN Milwaukee. A fill-in host. Now, the host, Benjamin Yount, said Weber's absence was scheduled ahead of time. Yeah, it's in Thursday night. Dude, you're not going on. Now, technically, that's you know, true. That's scheduled ahead of time. I guess that makes sense. I mean, I don't know. Maybe there was a vacation planned. But it seems kind of questionable to me because the fill-in host, Benjamin Yount, on iHeart's 1130 WSN, said Jay will be back on Monday. Ooh, Jay will be back on, let's see, today's Monday. And we know what I did today. I don't usually Crudy's on the righty-whitey talk radio surveillance job. That's his thing, man. I don't do that. But I did plug in today, jumped in this morning. No Jay Weber. No Jay Weber. So the fill-in host who just told us last week that this was scheduled ahead of time and Jay will be back on Monday was wrong about Jay being back on Monday. So I wonder if he's wrong about this being scheduled ahead of time. You know what I'm saying? Because again, credibility matters, folks. If you say two statements and one of them ends up being absolutely wrong and incorrect and false, isn't it our obligation to question whether the first statement itself is accurate? I know. See, I mean, you go down all these rabbit holes. And then he said on Friday, Weber, J. Weber now on Friday, another apology. Let's see what this one said. Because the first one wasn't an apology. It was a, I won't even say the word, but it was, he's disabled. My bad. But it gets better. Here's what he said Friday. I said it without thinking or having the facts. No excuses. Having been a teacher, I had a standard of never involving children. I broke that, and I'm disappointed with myself. He added, I apologize to the Walls family and anyone who was offended. I feel horrible. I am so sorry. Okay. That's an apology. I apologize to the Walls family and anyone who was offended. I feel horrible. I am so sorry. Cool, Jay. I heart Jay, we'll call him the Jay Weber situation. But I'm just curious. Like, if I have him in front of me, what are you sorry for? Why are you apologizing? What part of your statement do you feel bad about? What are you so very sorry about? I'm just curious. Is he acknowledging his white toxic masculinity? Because apparently crying and showing emotion and loving your father and your family is weakness? Is that what you're apologizing for? Or are you apologizing because you didn't know the kid had disabilities, quote unquote, as you mentioned? Is it your categorization and your representation of the young man's challenges? Is that what you're sorry for? I'm not clear exactly what you're sorry for, because I'm going to assume you're sorry that people got mad and started calling up and your management and probably your advertisers and expressing their dismay with your articulation of the subject matter. Now, as Spacuzza goes on to write at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, some folks responded with screenshots of previous Weber posts. Ooh, but wait, there's more. God, I love journalists because, you know, I thought the same thing. Well, what else has this guy said, you know, about kids, like, you know, political kids? Well, here's what Spacuzza said. Screenshots of previous Weber posts targeting Malia Obama, the daughter of former President Barack Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama. In 2016, he referenced her, who was 18 at the time, twerking in a video. She was twerking, according to Jay Weber. But she's 18. I mean, maybe, you know, as an adult, that's acceptable in Jay's world. I'm not sure. I don't clear if there was any apology for that from a lady dancing. Another one here, though. A post from 2015, he shared an article about someone who offered 50 cows, 70 sheep, and 30 goats to marry Malia, saying, it's not a bad deal. The Obama child was 16 years old at the time. So there's a trend of this guy attacking political rivals' children dating back to 2015. And now he's sorry about this one? I got some more thoughts on this topic. Love to hear your thoughts on this topic. Again, Jay Weber, iHeart Radio, 1130 AM WISN, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Number one radio station in the market, pulling a 13 share. He's really, really sorry he got caught. He's really, really sorry that you're offended, because I'm not clear what he's sorry about. I got some more thoughts on this one. Hear your thoughts as well. 844-967-2789. Does iHeart putting this guy, pulling him for Friday and Monday, does that mean anything? If he's fired, if he remains employed, what does that mean? Let's talk about that. 844-96-PARTY.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
At Chance Design Build, we provide remodeling done well with love. Our commitments extend beyond our workplace and your home to support our community. We judge people by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin, and we believe all humans deserve quality, publicly funded education, childcare, and healthcare. But what do you believe in? At Chance Design Build, we believe every person must have the opportunity to thrive. If you're thinking about remodeling your home, go to chancedesignbuild.com to learn more about our commitments to you, your home, and our community.
devilradioswag.com. You've asked for it for over a decade. We've finally gotten off our dead ass and responded. devilradioswag.com. T-shirt and Tom's favorite slimming black, white, or gray. devilradioswag.com. Crew necks, hoodies, coffee mugs, exclusive merchandise of the greatest radio show ever, only at the devilradioswag.com, because we got bills too.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
The Devil's advocates may not agree on much, but funny is funny.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Phone lines open 844-967-2789. Talking about the Jay Weber situation here in Wisconsin, conservative righty whitey talk radio host talking some serious trash yet again about minors of his political adversaries, I guess you call it. I don't want us to say it. He was pulled from the air on Friday. He was not on the air today, despite the musings of his replacement last week, who said that Jay would be back on Monday. And I just wonder is if there's already been some minor consequence to this behavior by iHeart, obviously evidenced by the fact Jay Weber was not on the air on Friday and not on the air on Monday. Now, is that a suspension? Is that a firing? Are they negotiating terms of his retirement? All fair questions. Apparently, we don't know the answers to them yet, as Mary Spicuzza in the Journal Sentinel wrote that. iHeart has not responded to a request for information from the Journal Sentinel. But here's my overarching thought on this. If this ends up as something more than just a couple of days suspension, if this ends up as a firing, which I I'm in the industry. If I say some stupid things, there's a consequence to it. You know, people can get pulled off the air. Yeah, because you represent the radio station and the ownership group. You know, I mean, at the end of the day, we're an independent product at Civic Media. But if I went out and said some terrible, stupid things like that, they have the right to do what they need to do to protect their brand. And if iHeart feels like this kind of behavior is a detriment to their brand, because why? Because maybe they have a little bit higher expectation of civility. Maybe we bottomed out. You know what I mean? Maybe it's been evident and clear, especially the contrast we've seen between the Republican mega candidates. Let's just say mega, because the Republican Party, the mega's put a cigarette out on the Republican Party. I mean, that thing is dead. And the language of the general language of the DNC and the Democrats. Again, this is not to say that there's not crap talking going on all the time, and I certainly do my fair share of it. Certainly don't attack children expressing love. You know, of all the things in the world to be super critical of, oh, your tax rates are too high. You know what I mean? We don't want the abortion. I mean, there's lots of things you can have a disagreement on. How is it? What is it about the expression of love for family that's the hill you're going to die on? Well, of course, it shouldn't be. But there should be a level, an expectation of civility. What do we talk about? I'm always flabbergasted at the fact that I got to talk about character and values. I mean, my old man used my mother and father, both of them, your character, you go out here, you represent this family. oh man, they got really mad when I did some stupid things. Oh, okay. I get it. I got kids. I totally understand that. So there's character and values. And if these things do matter, then those that lack the character, those that lack the values that you prescribe to as an organization, then if you don't deal with it, if there are not consequences, I'm not talking minor consequences, get pulled for a couple of days. If there aren't real consequences from these organizations to those, their staff members who behave in this manner, you know, it's like anything else. It's going to continue to happen. Why would anybody change? He got a bunch of clicks. I think his apology, Jay Weber, the Jay Weber situation, when he put that out on Twitter, and I don't have it in front of me, but I'm pretty sure the apology went like over 2 million views. So, hey, man, he's going viral, right? No such thing as bad press, right? iHeart, you know? So when Crudy and I first started, we worked at iHeart, you know, affectionately called him Heartless Radio over in the Madison, 92.1 The Mic. And also as an independent product. But if we crap the bed on the air, they had every right to pull us. And something like this, if you're attacking minors in that way for those things, I mean, it's just, I don't know what would be worse. And again, a contrast here, one of my favorite speeches, I think probably my second favorite speech other than Kamala Harris's speech, was former First Lady Michelle Obama. Here's what she said, according to Mary Spicuzza at the Journal Sentinel. I was touched to see Gus Walz's joy when his dad, Tim Walz, took the stage last night. Thankful for you showing us all what real love looks like, Gus. Let's be a nation that embraces this kind of warmth and vulnerability instead of making fun or mocking it. We could all use some of Gus's example in our own lives. Oh, man. Yes. What a perfect reaction to that. And Jay Weber, if you'd have reacted like that, if you would have seen the appreciation and think that this is what love looks like, I mean, maybe you don't know what love looks like, Jay. I don't know. But that kind of love and affection is real between a family, and you mock it like that. And look at the words that came out of your mouth or your Twitter, and look what Michelle Obama said. Now, which one, what of those responses to the very same situation do you think is more uplifting? Shows more character, shows higher value. You know what I'm saying? So if iHeart does the right thing, is the right thing getting rid of his ass, let's not forget he was doing this kind of thing back in 2015. And they were talking about selling off Obama's minor child, who was like 15, 16 at the time, for goats and cows and chickens. And Jay Weber said, hey, that's not a bad deal. What are you negotiating? And so I'm just wondering, what is a bad deal to buy a 16-year-old? Is it 50 cows, 80 chickens? Or maybe it's 100 cows. Is that too much? I'm just wondering, if that's not a bad deal, Jay Weber, what is a bad deal? And since those cows and chickens and livestock ultimately translate into dollars, well, then let's put it out there, Jay. What's the good price, cash-wise, American dollars, you know, not just chickens and cows, for a former president's 16-year-old daughter? 10 grand? 20? Let's just throw it out there, Jay. I'm an open invitation. Tell me what's not a good deal to buy a child. 844-967-2789. Well, we got some callers on, but you know what? We got to go to break in a little bit. So, callers, be patient. We will get to you. But I do want to know what you have to say, because this drives me nuts. These guys, they own the market. You know, they talk all sorts of trash. They're in the same industry I am, and I am just offended, and I say some crazy things, and I'm offended by this reaction, man. I can, and even other Republicans were as well. Craig Peterson was watching, his longtime Republican operative, watching Walz's reaction, made of him think of his son Hunter, who has Down syndrome. He called Weber immediately after seeing the post. As soon as I saw it, I called the station, left a message for him, and just said, you know, you should really apologize to all of us who have kids with special needs, because that could have been my son. Last night, as I'm watching it, all I can think of is that's my son. Peterson added, I love how the Walzes refer to his disability as a superpower, which is cool. I'm going to start using that with Hunter. Yeah, apparently, even some Republicans were offended by the Jay Weber situation. 844-96-PARTY. We'll be right back.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
If you've been following the Pro Farmer Crop Tour, you've likely heard or seen one of the scouts pointing out earworms in the western Corn Belt. It is a pest that migrates from the south and can be an issue in some types of corn. I'll have more details right after this.
Get more value out of your farm's high tunnels. Join the Oats Workshop, Sustainable High Tunnel Management, on August 1st in Oak Creek. Learn from farmers and ag professionals about controlling temperature, managing soil fertility, and pests. Tour the high tunnels of Village Farmstead, a USDA organic produce farm, and see demonstrations of tools and techniques used to manage permanent raised beds. Visit organicagronomy.org to register and secure your spot today. Oats science-based organic training for agricultural advisors.
I'm Charity Seebecker with the Midwest Farm Report, and University of Illinois Extension field crops entomologist Nick Sider says popcorn, sweet corn, and seed corn are some good examples of where earworms are hiding out.
Now, if you're growing field corn, one thing that happens is the base of the ear tends to compensate really well when that feeding is limited to the tips of the ear. And with corn earworm, most of the feeding is limited to the tips of the ear. So the actual impact on yield in field corn from an insect like corn earworm tends to be pretty minimal. Where we can get concerned with it sometimes in field corn is if you get that feeding and then you get the sort of weather conditions that can lead to mycotoxin development in the ears. So more of a quality concern for us in field corn than a concern with yield loss.
I'll have more news right after this. Are crumbling roads making your job difficult? The Agricultural Road Improvement Program is a resource that can help. Applications are now open and will close on September 30th. Help your local town or county apply for this valuable investment in local roadways by filling out the Farmer Support Form, now available at WFBF.com. Wisconsin Farm Bureau, the trusted voice leading Wisconsin agriculture forward. I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your agribusiness news. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection invites Wisconsin dairy processors to apply for the Dairy Processor Grants through October 7th. These grants aim to foster innovation, improve profitability, and sustain the long-term viability of Wisconsin's dairy processing facilities. A total of $500,000 is available for this year's Dairy Processor Grants, and grants will be awarded for projects up to $50,000 and 2 years long. You can learn more about this at MidwestFarmReport.com. While you're there, be sure to sign up for our e-newsletter, as we'll deliver 5 stories to your inbox every single day. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. An excessive heat warning continues through tomorrow. Mostly clear, warm, and muggy tonight, lows in the mid-70s. And for tomorrow, lots of sunshine, hot and humid, high to the mid-90s, the heat index in the triple digits. Storms possible, especially in the afternoon and evening. Currently, it's 91 degrees.
Hey, Brad from Zero Res Madison here. What's the best way to clean your carpet? Well, not surprisingly, it's the same way you clean your clothes. You wouldn't clean a dirty shirt by running a white cloth over the top of it, nor would you try to get it clean by sprinkling chemicals and rubbing it in. For a real clean, you need hot water, agitation, and a cleaning agent, just like your laundry. For a fresh, healthy clean with no residue, call Zero Res Madison or schedule online. Zero Res, spell it forward or backward, it's the right way to clean.
Every business seeks an advantage, whether it's having the best location, hiring top talent, or spotting trends before they happen. And now, the United States Postal Service can give your business a new advantage. Introducing USPS Ground Advantage. Reliable and affordable 2 to 5 day package shipping. It's the advantage you need at the price you want. Get the Ground Advantage at USPS.com/advantage. The United States Postal Service, delivering for America.
On our next show, we'll talk to Hannah Van from the Alzheimer's Association.
And we'll be talking to Jim Santel about what's going on in the Supreme Court.
Join us.
The Devil's Advocates, tackling the issues you're not allowed to talk about at the dinner table.
Welcome
back to the Devil's Advocate Radio Show. Going to go to the phone lines here at 844-967-2789. Callers, be patient. Ritual. Screen every single one of you. We will get you on the air. I want to know your opinions. This Jay Weber situation, this iHeart superstar out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, owns the airwaves with 13 share, talking smack about Gus Walls, 844-96-PART. He's been off the air on Friday. He's been off the air on Monday. What do you think should happen? What are your thoughts? How's it make you feel? Wisco Paul, happy Monday, Paulie. What do you got for us?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Dom. First of all, on a high note, I thank you and Cootie for going down to Chicago. That was great coverage. You got a lot local feel of it, which is really great. And I applaud both of you for being down there and covering it had to be an awesome convention. I mean, jeepers. And some of the speeches were just off the scale.
You brought it up, Paulie. Let me ask you, what were your favorite speeches? Like, what struck you the most? What stuck with you after the convention concluded?
I would say, because I'm a big fan of Bill Clinton, but when you look at Michelle Obama and all the trash talking that has been done about her, that lady is off the scale. I mean, it's just, yeah. I don't know what you thought of that, Dom, but I mean, yeah. That's moving. And I'm not really a guy that sheds a tear, but when you start listening to some of this stuff, after you know what she's been through, she's the one that started when they go low, we go high. So she took a lot of criticism in 8 years there. But her speech was, I can't remember one that's much better than that. So that would be my speech of the convention. Hey,
address the the Jay Weber situation, Paulie?
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, he should never be behind a microphone again. But when you're pulling poll ratings, you know, if this was the first thing he's ever done, but he never really apologized. I have a good friend that has a special needs child. And when I don't think you can go any lower, and I've talked to him, and he certainly is not happy about the situation because I don't know how to go there with this. It's not an easy thing to raise a special needs child to begin with, I don't think. Right. Of course, I'm not in that situation. But I don't think you can go any lower than that, Dom. And I'm going to tell you what. And I believe this, that if you and Crudy or anybody on your station would have made comments just this time, you'd be off the air. And I doubt if Civic – in fact, I feel if Civic wouldn't – then you guys would be off the air, period. I mean, I don't think because that's about as low as you can go. And if this was the first time, it would be one thing, but he said many, many other things. I mean, it's just the list is pretty long, and I don't want to say anything that he actually didn't do. But anyway, if iHeart lets him go back on the air, then there's something wrong there. So I hate to see anybody lose their job, but again, this is as low as you can go. And to my knowledge, I don't remember people taking Republican kids to task like that. I just can't, at least center left radio. So anyway, hey, you guys are cool. So thanks, Tom.
Cool, Paulie. Thanks, man. Appreciate you listening. I think Clinton's daughter, I guess Clinton would have been the Dem. Yeah, I don't know that the Bush girls got any sort of grief. That's a great observation, Paul. I mean, there's always someone out there, right? And the technology's gotten better over the last couple of decades, better in that you can put out for the universe's consumption all sorts of crazy ass stuff. But also, I think it shows a little, to some degree, privilege behind the mic. When Crudy and I first started doing this thing like 13 years ago, we were just trying to have some fun and bicker with each other back and forth. But I quickly realized, there's a responsibility when you're talking to the mic. When you're talking behind this microphone, there's people listening. You're going to talk about issues that matter to people. Whatever your topic may be, you have a responsibility not only to yourself, but certainly to your audience, and certainly to the platform that allows the speech to be. You know, this is not free speech. You know what I'm saying? If I want to say these same things, I want to go get a soapbox and stand out in the park and yell at the clouds. You know, I can do that. I don't have a right. Nobody has a constitutional right to call into a radio show, to host a radio show, to have their letter to the editor printed. No one has those rights. And I think the privilege, perhaps, to the Jay Weber situation, you know, gets to his head a little bit. Well, he didn't say it on the air. He just said it in the social media. You know what I mean? That probably got a whole lot more reach than his radio show does, even though it's pulling a 13 share from iHeart here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So perhaps there's a combination of things. I appreciate every day and take seriously, generally, the responsibility of being truthful. And now being truthful, trying to be a little funny and being up on the topics, man. You know, I've had some of the callers call in some very topics when we first started. I'm like, huh? Who? What? Where? You know, you find out real quick where the audience, where their heads are at. So, you know, you try to be prepared, try to have a sense of knowledge of what you're talking about. You know, and being responsible to yourself, to your partner, to Crudy, to Rich, to everyone, man. You know, those things matter to me. Maybe they don't matter to Jay Weber. Maybe they don't matter to iHeart. I would hope they do. I hope we hit the bottom. I mean, it's not just, you know, an individual troll with 4 followers, you know, leaving stuff on your Facebook page. I mean, this guy represents iHeart. 13 share in Milwaukee. This is a big reach. And is this your leader? Is this who you want to represent you? Because right now he does. And if he comes back on Tuesday, comes back on Wednesday, he will continue to do so. 844-967-2789. Joe from Madison, you're up. Welcome, Joe. What do you got for us?
Well, I echo the sentiments of Paulie previously. And I think that the arrogance of this man that he presumes he will never be touched by such tragedy. You know, maybe he has a special needs child in his family, in which case I find that even more appalling. But
yeah, right.
Anyone can have a special needs relative mm-hmm. in a second. All it takes is a car accident, a bike accident. Oh, wait, a shooting in a mall. And all of a sudden you are dealing with a situation where your relative is having a real tough time getting around yeah. and deserves sympathy and care and compassion and not being ridiculed in that way. What I find interesting is that this is not just a one-off. I mean, the comments that he made about Malia Obama, he's talking about slavery, right? He's talking about buying a slave, a woman slave, and he still has his job. I am amazed. And I'd be interested in your reaction to this, Crudy, because, I mean, it's not only the station, it is the advertisers. Do the advertisers want to be associated with this kind of garbage? I mean, surely within the realm of the advertisers, there must be all sorts of people who have in their family someone who's bearing this kind of burden. And to think it's not just, you know, at birth. I mean, my extended family, we have a young woman who was fine until age 5. She got a very bad viral infection that left her damaged, neurologically damaged, and has been a lifelong struggle for her family, financial, emotional. You know, the couple split up. It was brutal. It's really, really hard. And for this little arrogant guy to pull this off. And, you know, if you do something like this, man, you ought to be on air the next day saying, I apologize. I really apologize. Let's have a show where we can talk about how I screwed up so bad and, you know, what could be done better. Because his just hiding like this, he should not be back on the air. I mean, if this is what iHeart wants to represent them, don't you think that they're going to be bearing this for a long time? Because you're going to have mothers and fathers and sisters and brothers of people who are relatives of people who are in this situation that continue to say, I'm not supporting iHeart if this is who they keep on air. Who cares if he has a big share? He's an icky, awful man. You know, at a certain point, do the advertisers want to be associated with this? I'd be interested in your reaction, Crudy. Excuse me, Dom. Pardon me.
Joe, you know, that's certainly the thing. Well, the advertisers are buying the share, right? That's what's important to them. There are a lot of people listening to it. But once it bubbles up, once you find out, certainly some of those folks could have a problem with it. I don't know how you couldn't. Joe, but what your thought? You heard me read the apology, the actual apology. He actually said he was sorry and he feels terrible. And there was an actual, by the third, maybe the third, maybe the fourth quote from Jay Weber, there was an actual apology. But do you know what he's apologizing for?
No. No. And it's just, I mean,
do you think that's relevant? Is it just a general, hey, I'm sorry or should we just say, you know, as I mentioned, what are you apologizing for? What level of disgusting action that you took in such mindless statements are you apologizing for? It's almost not enough for me, Joe.
Yeah, I think you need to say, I mean, three, four short sentences. What I said was cruel and awful and indefensible. I owe the family a huge apology. I owe our community a huge apology. I owe our advertisers and the station a huge apology. If they can't find it in their hearts to forgive me, I understand. But it is important for me to make the statement that what I said was indefensible. There's no excuse for it. And the fact that he's just a garbage human being, and it's time to say goodbye to garbage human beings. You know what I mean? Isn't it time to turn page?
Yes. Jeez. Yes. Yeah, I hear you, Joe. Absolutely. Hey, thank you so much. Always love to hear from you, Joe, 844-967-2789. Oh, man, is this a canary in the coal mine? Is my expectation, am I thinking too much that maybe some folks are done with the rolling around in the mud kind of thing just for some clicks and for some listenership? 844-967-2789. Civility, values, character. As far as I know, conservatives used to think like those things were important. Gary's from Sussex. You're a conservative. Welcome, man. What do you got for us?
Well, I didn't hear what he said, but he said something to me one time. Or actually, he didn't say it to me, but he was talking about people who adopt kids, that they're all messed up. Well, I do have an adopted daughter that I adopted as an infant, and I feel blessed that God gave us our little girl. And he said on the air, well, all adopted kids are all screwed up and messed up. Well, that really hurt. And I stopped listening to him for many years, and then I started listening again. But when he does say things. Now, in defense, he did say sorry, and I think he'll still be.
Do you know what
he's
sorry
he's
for,
popular.
Gary? You know what I mean? Is he sorry for mocking
the? I think he got caught.
Well, thank you, Brad. As I'm
saying, what he said.
But that's not really an apology, is it? And like, is he sorry that you mocked the public showing of love and affection between a son and his father? Is that what you're sorry for? Are you sorry for you know, calling the kid disabled and dismissing him in that regard? Or you know, what exactly is the apology for?
Yeah, I have a very, very good friend that their son has autism. And when I saw Tim's Wall's son going, you know, clapping like crazy and stuff like that, yeah, it just kind of brought back memories to the friend that I have with his son. And, you know, when you're born, it's certainly not the child's fault that he has autism, and you know, nobody knows what causes it and stuff like that.
Well, sure. And if you know, Jay Weber could be riding his bike down the trail and hit a rock and fall over and hit his head and be in a very similar mental situation. You know what I mean? So it's not just whether you're born with it, man. You can get things and things can happen, accidents happen.
Right.
I mean, at the end of the day, Gary, you know, we're all susceptible to this humanity.
When are we doing dinner? I owe you dinner.
All right, man. I'm gonna write your number down right now, man. I'll text you after the show. Gary, real quick before we run out of time, did you watch any of the DNC?
Sure.
And did you have any speeches that you loved or hated?
Well, this is I started drinking the water and then I started throwing up. So, but my wife drank the Kool-Aid on me. She drank the Kool-Aid and I was sipping on it and I started throwing up. But the next day we talked and she said, well, you know, they do make sense. I had a deprogrammer for a couple of days, but she's back. She's back.
any particular speech that you thought was over the top or totally lacking?
No, I thought they're all good. And I did watch 4 years ago, or actually 8 years ago with Hillary. And I enjoy watching both sides because you know me. I like to listen to both sides.
How about Adam Kinzinger? 30 seconds, Gary. Adam Kinzinger saying, you know, Democrats are patriotic too. I thought that was valuable.
Yeah, but you know what? He's no different than Cheney and some of the other ones that left, you know, the Republican Party, and they're ostracized.
Gary, the Republican Party left them, apparently. You know, they're not down with the insurrection. Thank you, Gary. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. Come back. More of your calls, 844-967-2789.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Hey, Dom, how many palindromes can you name in 30 seconds?
Race car, mom, dad, reefer, refer, kayak, level. Did I say mom already?
You're forgetting one really important one.
Zero res.
Not only is it the coolest palindrome ever, it's also our favorite.
Right, I remember. Why is that again?
They advertise with us.
Zero res, my favorite palindrome.
And carpet cleaner.
And carpet cleaner.
Get the best carpet cleaning ever. Schedule your carpet cleaning online at zeroresmedicine.com. Tell them the Devil's Advocate sent you.
This is Chad Spate for Chad's Design Build. We're proud to employ some of the best carpenters and remodeling professionals in our industry. Are you honest and hardworking? Do you love to improve people's lives by improving their homes? Chad's Design Build offers excellent compensation and benefits focused on outstanding customer service, professional design, construction management, and craftsmanship, all in a nurturing, positive workplace. Whether you're thinking about remodeling your home or considering joining our team, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
DevilRadioSwag.com. You've asked for it for over a decade. We've finally gotten off our dead ass and responded. DevilRadioSwag.com. T-shirt in Dom's favorite slimming black, white, or gray. DevilRadioSwag.com. Crew necks, hoodies, coffee mugs, exclusive merchandise of the greatest radio show ever. Only at the DevilRadioSwag.com. Because we got bills too.
Burrow has a lifetime comfort guarantee because you can't risk it when it comes to that all-important, never long enough, cozy dreamland we call sleep. You can't let something like a mystery-made mattress in a box get between you and that much-needed shut-eye. We will adjust the comfort of your mattress for its lifetime, and we call that a lifetime comfort guarantee. And for that, you gotta go to Verlo. American-made, locally crafted, welcome to Verlo.
Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
The Devil's Advocates, rock and roll political commentary in a top 40 world.
The Devils Advocates Radio Show. Phone lines open. Going there next. 844-967-2789. Now, that's an appropriate song, Rich. You know, we can only hope. Now, Rich, if I may, because you text me that you know Jay Weber, right?
Well, we worked together many, many years ago.
And, many years ago?
I never detected this type of streak in his soul back then, but I guess things weren't quite as partisan and wicked and evil then as they are now.
Was it same kind of a role, producer, show host kind of role? What was
No, he was just a straight news reporter.
He was just a news reporter then?
Yes.
Okay.
Back in the days when radio stations had news departments staffed for more than 3 hours. And when 10:30, 11 o'clock rolled around, we were on a bar stool. And, we'll just kind of leave it there.
I understand.
Yeah, there's...
But you didn't see this kind of thing? You didn't hear this kind of thing, I mean, back then?
Not then. Yeah. Not then. Yeah. This is not the guy that I knew once upon a time. But then again, you know, that's 30-plus years ago. So, I can change.
Right. Well, you know, I'd like to think I changed for the better, man. You know what I mean? I try to become, you know, more knowledgeable, more empathetic, you know, more understanding, more chill, you know, not react like a 12-year-old man baby to situations that make me uncomfortable.
I must say, I shake my head shook my head when I heard it. I said, my God, what in the world? But
again, we're talking about the Jay Weber situation. Here's what he wrote. Sorry, but this is embarrassing for both father and son. If the Walzes represent today's American man, this country is screwed. And I'm just curious, Weber, do you, sir, represent today's American man? And what is today's American man? Maybe we should have a conversation about that. 844-967-2789. I am today's American man. Dick from Madison, you are the next man in the queue. Welcome, sir. What do you got for us?
Hello.
Hello, Dick.
Hey, real quick, would you expect anything different with the guy that he's advocating for crying out loud? I mean,
no, I think that's really part of the problem, right? This, you know, the guy he's advocating for, you know, right. endorses this kind of behavior, this kind of attitude, right? Trump gives permission for all of these things because he does it.
Absolutely.
Trump was mocking the disabled reporter back in the day before he got elected. Trump was mocking John Cain. You know, I mean, all these things. No, this is certainly, I mean, words matter, leadership matters, character matters, value matters, and you see how that translates and let's call it trickles down. You know, if there's any trickle down from those Republicans, it's the slop coming out of their mouth during the Trump years.
Okay, you asked about speeches. I liked all of them. I know that sounds crazy, but
oh come on, man! It's like, Sarah Palin reads all the newspapers. Come on, top three, Dick. Top three,
right? Well, no, I'm going to give you what I've seen of the whole thing.
Okay.
Very obscure person appeared, a lady who worked in the Trump administration in some capacity. Now she didn't speak, but she was on between speakers, and she talked about how awful this guy talks about everybody like a dog behind closed doors.
Oh yeah.
And so it came to mind. Okay, and she said the main thing is that these people, the megas, just cannot bring themselves to say they were wrong about something. Then I analyzed myself. I did the same thing in 2004. Dude, I was so down with Kerry and Edwards. And then when you found out what Edwards was about, I didn't like anything about it, but you know, it was hard for me to swallow and I had to swallow it. But, the other thing on the, Trump thing with the children, I mean, I think I told you guys last week, he was trying to get Barron out there at their convention and use him as a prop for crying out loud. And then, you know, I think Melania came to his rescue and stop that from happening, thankfully. But this whole election to me, Dominic, is this. It's almost a referendum or a trial of us, on whether we're going to elect somebody like that again who's a 34-time convicted felon and all the things he's about, or are we going to do the right thing? It's a referendum or a vote, or you could call it any of the above, on us as a country.
Yeah, Dick, sorry to cut you short. I want to keep going on the lines. It certainly is. We, you know, in some regards, always say we get the government that we deserve. And unfortunately, you know, Clinton got the popular vote. Trump got the electoral vote. We didn't get what we deserved necessarily, not in that sense. But I agree with you 100%. Thanks for the call. Andrew, let's sneak you in from Motown. Welcome, Andrew. What do you got?
Hey, Devils. I did not know who this conversation was about. I did not hear what he said. I know it was awful, whatever it was. I think one of the biggest problems for our side now is letting these morons take space in our heads rent-free. We need to stop listening wherever this nonsense is coming from. I think we should only be listening to shows like yours, progressive radio shows. The rest of it, if we are like myself, where I go around the dial trying to hear something, it's for comedy's sake only. They cannot take that space in my head. The space in my head is Harris and Waltz. That's it. That's it. The rest of it is comedy, stupidity. It makes no sense. And they are just looking. Every time somebody comments on what stupid thing they say, they have.
Sorry, got to cut you short, Andrew. Amen. But keep a little room for the devil's advocates in your head. Coming back, more news on the debate of the debate and Harris's tax plan.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Greg Wansnyder from Carroll University joins us about the new school year, and we talk about the benefits of reading, libraries, and what is on Calvin's reading list. Join us.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
DevilRadioSwag.com. You've asked for it for over a decade. We've finally gotten off our dead ass and responded. DevilRadioSwag.com. T-shirt and Tom's favorite slimming black, white or gray. DevilRadioSwag.com. Crew necks, hoodies, coffee mugs, exclusive merchandise of the greatest radio show ever, only at the DevilRadioSwag.com, because we got bills too.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming.